So, Jason, I'm going to give you sort of a rocket case. I actually presented this to all three of you. You all three said the exact same thing, but this happens all the time. People email me cases, and incidentally, please email me any cases in any tumor you want a second opinion on. Dr. Neil Love at researchtopractice.com. This is from Dr. Malady in Roanoke, Virginia. We work with her in a number of programs. So, Jason, here's the bottom line. Small distal urethral nodule, small skin pigmented lesion, pathology from the urethral biopsy, BRAF wild-type melanoma. The PET showed focal uptake in the distal penis, no other abnormalities, partial penectomy, pathology, distal urethral mucosal melanoma, 1.6 centimeters with a small satellite lesion, 0.6 centimeters, margins widely negative. No sentinel node biopsy or lymphadenectomy was done. And the question Dr. Malady had was, first of all, would you have done some type of lymph node evaluation in this situation, Jason? And the main question being, would you recommend adjuvant immunotherapy, Jason?
Yes and yes. I mean, in this case, I think the surgeons weren't looking for melanoma, which is probably why they did not proceed and didn't realize what was going on until the surgery was already over. And by that point, the utility of sentinel node evaluation is less. The question about adjuvant therapy is a good one. These patients were not highly represented in the adjuvant studies, but despite that, these tend to be more aggressive lesions sort of stage for stage, we think. And so for that reason, because this would meet stage three criteria, I would recommend it. And I have actually cases slightly different than this, but women with mucosal melanomas of the GYN tract, and absolutely we treat them. Now, the extent to which we know it's effective, like I said, is not totally clear. There are trials that are being discussed about trying to study this specifically in these populations. And Dr. Atkins also raised in our discussion that these may be also be tumors that preferentially benefit from adding the CTLA-4 antibody, and how we would do that even in an adjuvant setting I think would be complicated, but it's an important consideration. But yes, I would treat.
Mike, any other comments?
I would treat, and Jason made my comment that it seems like in the mucosal melanomas, just like the acral melanomas and some other variant types of tumors, they may not have as many mutations, may not have as much T cells present, and you may need to add a second checkpoint inhibitor to potentially enhance the number of T cells that are in the tumor microenvironment that you can activate with the anti-PD-1. So if there was a way of giving this patient a low-dose ipi in addition to an anti-PD-1, I think that might be beneficial. If you could have made the diagnosis before you did the surgery, you might even consider a neoadjuvant approach in this particular patient.
Interesting.